The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Ireland's housing crisis is eroding university life. That is according to Linda Doyle. She's the provost at Trinity College Dublin. And of course, this year there is huge demand for student accommodation, but there is even less supply to meet that demand, which means students left in the lurch. Possibly students like Rebecca Johnson, who's a student in NUIG in Galway. She's from County Kildare. She joins me now. Rebecca, you're very welcome to the show. What's your own housing situation at the moment?
Hi, Kieran. I'm a student in NUIG. I'm going into my second year now. I'm actually staying in Galway for the summer, living up here, but my lease ends at the end of August and I have nowhere to go after then. I have a group of four girls, and between the lot of us, we've applied for every single house on the internet, every house on Daft, every house on the Sherry Fitzgerald website. We're lucky enough as well that financially, like, you know, we don't have too much of a limit, but that doesn't matter. Like, there's just nowhere. There's no houses. There's no apartments. There's nowhere to be rented. So at the moment, we're just holding out and hoping that something comes up. But if not, I really don't know what we're going to do. You know, stay on people's couches, look for hostels. But I think that's our only option after this.
And Rebecca, what's the experience like when you apply for these the odd unit that does become available? I mean, do you hear back? Do you even get as far as viewing? How does it go?
Last week we were lucky enough to get a viewing for an apartment, but we were one of, I think, nearly 50, 60 people who went to view it, and we were asked to give an answer within a couple of hours, which we just couldn't do. You know, like, there was five of us. We all needed to have a think about it. We couldn't make a decision right there and then. So, you know, when the opportunity does arise, which is very rarely, it's a case of you have to make your decision that second.
But even at that, like, even 50 groups of people went to view it. I mean, those are not great odds. A 2% chance of being picked.
Yeah, most of the houses we're seeing online have over 300-400 applications alone. So, you know, there's no way that they can filter through all of those applications. We're getting worried now. You know, we've a month left and there's no other option really.
And I, as you say, you're in this group, there's kind of four of you in the group. I assume though, your other classmates are all going through similar.
Yeah, it is. It's a real case of, you know, if you're lucky enough to know someone who might be, you know, in their final year and who are giving up a house, or a family friend or a family member. But you'll very rarely hear people who didn't get a house through, you know, a contact of theirs. It's not just my group of friends. It's nearly everyone up here is struggling at the moment to find somewhere for next year.
And I mean, conceivably, how long can you keep, you know, couch surfing and staying in hostels? Affordability wise, I mean, it's probably cheap, but it's impractical for more than a couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, last year I stayed in what kind of has a reputation of luxury accommodation up here, because I had no other choice. I didn't get Carrib or Goldcrest. I couldn't find any houses. But, you know, it's €1,300 a month, which just is completely unsustainable for 2 years in a row. I didn't down there, but it's just something that was on the cards, you know.
We lost you a little bit there, but we've a text in already on 53106. Purpose-built student accommodation at £250 a week means students pay more for the monthly rent than the working professionals who graduated only a few years ago. This is absolute lunacy. It certainly sounds like lunacy the way Rebecca describes it. Mairead Maguire is with us as well. She is from Donegal, studying in Trinity College in Dublin. Mairead, what's your housing situation?
So I'm working in Dublin for the summer, and so I've been living here, but of course I'll have to go back to college in September. I currently don't have anything sorted for September. I was only able to secure a sublet for the summer. So I have kind of started looking. I'm hoping that I have enough time now to figure it out, but so far it's been not very fruitful.
And when you say not very fruitful, is it that there's nowhere available, or that there are places available but they're unaffordable, or they're affordable but you just don't hear anything back? What's that process like?
Yeah, so I suppose the main one in Dublin, if you're going through like a website or whatever, would be Daft, and there aren't that many options, especially like that are reasonably priced and not too far from Trinity. Obviously, Trinity's in the city centre, so it is going to be more expensive to get near there. But yeah, apart from that, even if you do, like I've emailed, I'd say I've probably only emailed about 10 places yet, but like I didn't even get, you know, a first response from them. And I suppose it's just people aren't really, like, it's not that they would not want students, but it's just that if there's anybody else who's a working professional or something, it just seems more reliable. So I guess that's why they go for them.
And what happens, Mairead, if in kind of 4 or 5 weeks' time you're still on this treadmill?
Yeah, I don't know. That's yet to be seen. Obviously, I'm from Donegal, so it's not really an option of, you know, commuting or anything. I suppose worst comes to worst, I will probably stay with a friend for a while. I'm lucky because I do have connections here now. I have a good base in Dublin because I've been here for 3 years, but I wouldn't want to be starting out in first year, definitely, at this point now in the housing crisis.
Rebecca is back with us. Rebecca, Mairead obviously makes the point, and she's dead right, it's going to be impossible to commute from Donegal to Dublin. There are people I know who do commute east-west, west-east. I mean, would it ever get to the point that you'd have to travel from Kildare to Galway?
To be honest, I just don't think it's possible. Like, the train journey is three and a half hours, and I do have a car, but like petrol these days, there's just no way I could sustain driving up and down every single day. I don't think it'd be possible.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the point often made in terms of commuting over the last few years with students is just how long it takes and what an imposition it is. But of course, this year, a very real concern as well as the cost of the commute. I mean, it's just hugely, hugely expensive to do it. Molly Greenough is with us as well. She's the president of the Students' Union in UCD. Molly, how typical are these stories, the stories we're hearing from Mairead and Rebecca?
Unfortunately, Kieran, the stories are quite typical, and we'd see an increase year on year. In our view, the student accommodation crisis has been an ongoing one and a direct result of government failure. So this time last year, everyone thought the accommodation crisis was at an all-time worst, but it seems this year it's getting worse again. So it's really a very difficult position for students and their families to be in.
And tell me this, that obviously impacts on student life, university life, as Linda Doyle, the provost in Trinity College, described it. In what way does that manifest for you, for the Students' Union?
Yeah, I suppose it's actually, we really welcome the provost's comments in Trinity College Dublin, because it's directly representative of what we've seen here in UCD as well. And I imagine universities and students' unions all across the entire country are facing similar issues. For example, we ran a survey last year just trying to gauge students' experiences with accommodation, and 49% of our respondents said that accommodation was having a negative impact on their student experience. So you'd figure, say, if you're commuting 2 hours to university each day, that really doesn't give you much time to get involved with other aspects of student life, like maybe getting involved with a sports club or a society or running for a position within your students' union. And we also know that over 57% of our respondents said that it had a negative impact on their mental health as well. So it's really scary stuff that students are facing. And I'm sure it sounds like a bit of a luxury to some people, but college really is about a lot more than going to class, getting your books, and then heading home afterwards. You're really supposed to push yourselves out of your comfort zone, meet new people, question your beliefs, and find groups of people that you fit in well with, and hopefully make some friends for life. So it's a lot of these things will be increasingly difficult for students this upcoming year.
I tend to agree. Easy to scoff at it maybe for some people, but that's exactly what it's all about. It's hard to imagine, or it's hard to see what the short-term fix is, though, Molly, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose we're not overly hopeful considering the doll has already gone on recess, but I think we need a long-term solution, but in the short term, maybe it could be viable instead of, say, like the rent a room relief is giving money directly to homeowners. It could be a possibility for the government to give money directly to students, because it seems like any movement in reduction of the student contribution charge really won't be in here in time to help this year's crop of students. So we'd also like to raise as well that in any university across the country, it's definitely worthwhile getting in touch with your students' union. We obviously can't solve the issue and we don't have a magic wand, but we're very happy to give advice on locations to look and maybe some advice on reaching out and contacting landlords and different things like that. But I suppose we also do play a very important role in advocating and campaigning for change in this space. So if anyone is struggling, they should see about getting in touch with their students' union for a bit of advice.
All right. Molly Greenough is president of the Students' Union in University College Dublin. And we also heard from Mairead Maguire, who's from Donegal and studying at Trinity, and Rebecca Johnson from Kildare studying in NUIG. What about the first years who don't know where they will be until the start of September? No point in putting yourself through the stress until you know where you get a place. Somebody points out, another listener says, looking for a place in Dublin with friends, just graduated and can't even get viewings, even though we're applying within seconds of places going up on Daft. Applied for about 40 places and only had one viewing so far and didn't get it. And another listener says, hi, my daughter is going into her second year at university in Galway. We were so lucky to secure student accommodation, but it's a shared room and it costs £530 per month. That it's a whopping £1,060 per month for a room in an apartment. There's an €800 deposit also to cover utilities. We can barely meet household bills as it is. This will be a real struggle for us this year. £530 a month to share a bedroom with a stranger. Anyway, 53106. Keep this text coming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.